that's better. Oh, heading down through the park. It's very cold actually. I wasn't going to bother doing a recording because I knew I'd have to take my gloves off to set up my Zoom recorder, my binaurals, take my Apple earbuds out, etc. And I knew my fingers would go cold very quickly, which they did do, but I feel okay now they're back in the gloves, the coziness of the gloves. So, my morning thoughts this morning, I mentioned that I thought there would be about an inch and a half of snow, which was true out the back of the house. And I don't understand, because when I had to go out to get the car to take my wife to hospital this morning for a check, there was at least 4 inches, 4 to 4.5 inches easily everywhere. So why my back garden was had so little snow, I don't know. But so we've got loads of snow here, and you know, having walked up through the town and I just passed another snow plough. The snow ploughs are scurrying about everywhere on the roads, except let's just say they're only doing the main arteries. They're not even doing some of the well-used B roads, if you like, that cut through the town. You know, you can take various tracks and everywhere. Anyway, so nothing but snow ploughs or snow ploughs. So they must be expecting more snow or mere snow. I was going to talk about something that happened. Oh well, it didn't really happen. Something technical. I had something technical to talk about and what happened with it, or what's happening with it. But I was listening to Rick, Big Rick, who is at All in One, Richard Hubbard. He's talking about this condition he's got. He's a whinger. He's a moaner and a whinger. Well, that's according to Sarah, his wife. No, Rick was on about noises he hates, can't stand. Especially noises made with the mouth, you know, people's specific ways of breathing or eating, you know, as in chomping food with the open mouth or snorting. I think Sarah actually said at one point, she says, well, the tip is not to eat near Richard. You know, actually, that is a pet hate of mine as well. Even breathing, I'm a nose breather. In other words, when I'm going along in my normal course of my day, I breathe through my nose. I keep my mouth shut. My wife is the opposite. When we're out walking, it's very noticeable. Once we're a wee bit strenuous going up hills and that, it's very obvious that she's pecking, as we say, pecking through our mouth. She's a mouth breather. Breather, not a mouth breather. That's a certain type of fish. Mind you, when she's sleeping and snoring through her mouth, it's actually quite like that kind of fish. Anyway, yes, so when I eat, I chew within the mouth, as does my wife. But when we're sitting face to face across the breakfast bar in the morning in particular, not so much with dinners, but in the morning when there's toast. She loves to crunch her toast, you know, get her teeth right in it, you know, crunchy toast. And she crunches it like a beaver with a whole mouthful of walnuts. Fortunately, it doesn't last long. But the snorting. Yes, I actually worked with a guy who was younger than us. He was an apprentice at the time. And wee Tommy, as he was known, because he was even shorter than me. Much shorter, actually. I think Tommy was only about 5'3", if he was that. But anyway, he had this terrible habit of going like that. And he did it all day long. I don't know how his girlfriends and then eventually his wife put up with that, because it was literally non-stop. It was a terrible, terrible habit. And it was most annoying if you happened to be eating at the time. But one of the other guys that was in another department but shared their accommodation at one point, he had the most horrendous way of eating food, just as Rick and Sassy Cat, who joined in the conversation. I just listened to Sassy Cat's audio, and I'll talk a wee bit about that. He was terrible. This was the most horrendous slurping, smacking, God almighty, way of eating. And we used to say to him, look, Alec, please, shut your mouth when you're eating. Try it, or try to shut it a bit. And he just used to whinge and say, yeah, shut up, it's the way I eat. So we never got anywhere with him. But you didn't want to be eating your tea or dinner with him in the canteen or in the accommodation when he was about. He just put you right off your food. So between snorting and eating like that, yeah, horrendous stuff. Sassicat then followed that up with, she mentioned some noises that she detested and that her husband detested, and loud noises was one of those. And I'm at that stage, or have been at that stage for a while now. You know, when sudden loud noises, for example, listening to audio boost, hold on, I have to pause you because one of my earbuds has just come out and I don't want to fumble. Give me a sec. Yes, as I was saying there about loud noises, you're listening to one of your followers or followed people, your friends on audio boom, and then it jumps to one of these. And I know people are talking about it just now. I've got something to say about that as well, but I'll leave it for now. Jumps to one of these podcasts, and it's just bang, bang, bang. It's rapid, loud talk with music. And it's even worse, forgive me ladies, it's even worse when it's a group of women on some kind of chat thing, and it's, and oh my God, I just race for the pause button on my inline mics. Buds, just get it off. It drives me crazy, but I actually hate that in life in general. You know, we were in a quiet wee bar. There's a wee place we go to in Linlithgow. Some of you know, I've talked about it quite often, called the Platform 3, because it's just down from the railway station in Linlithgow, the historic town of Linlithgow. It's a cosy wee pub. It's well patroned, if you like. But it's a lovely wee place with a wee snug fire and everything, gorgeous wee place. And it's, we love going there. And we were down there last week, we were down there on Wednesday, which is fine. Wednesday. We were down there last week. And because people talk, that's okay. And because it is a very, very small bar, you know, it can get a little bit loud. But that's okay. That's because we have our own conversation at our own wee table next to the fire, if we're lucky. But a week passed, there were two women at the bar and sitting on the stools, and they had the most horrendous tittering, high-pitched giggle laugh, you know, and probably laughing at the stupidest things on earth, you know. Forgive me again, but my God, I mean, Mary was cringing, I was cringing, and you could look at the faces of the old heads, you know, the regulars, and they were looking as if to say, God almighty, where did they come from? It was a sudden eruption of high-pitched sounds coming from their, well, there's a word we have here for loud mouse up here, and it's called the gub. ball gubs, in other words, ball mouths, you know, size of a ball, football. But I'm like that in general, you know, noises that, sudden noises that jump out, you like the adverts. You know, you're watching a television programme, you've got the level set, it's great, you're perfect, yeah. Can hear what he's saying. Goes to the adverts, bang, jumps up about 40 decibels. You know, takes your ears out, you're reaching for the zapper, remote control, and get the volume down. But the problem with that is, when you do that, you tend to forget to turn the volume back up when the programme comes back on again. And you went, I can't hear that. Especially as you get older, trust me. So, noises like that. What else was there? Yeah, loud music, loud sounds. I was trying to think back what else Kat and Rick said about sounds, and then what I found. I don't have any issues with scraping nails down boards. Who scrapes nails down blackboards nowadays? Is there such a thing as a blackboard? Sure, there are whiteboards now. And you use those pens, so you can't scrape down, can you? I thought I'd only old folk like me that knew about blackboards. I'll tell you something about that. It's nothing to do with sounds. I may come back to that once I get back on track. When I went to school, we had slates. Yeah, honestly. When I first started the primary school, here in my hometown, we got slates. It was just the same as you get the, what they call the Scots or Welsh slate. Those thin grey slates that you put on your roof to keep the weather out. Well, we all had one of those. It was about, probably about 10 inches, probably, to be honest, thinking back, probably the same size as my iPad at the moment. Whatever that is, 10 by 7 or whatever it is. We had that. It was a slate and it was framed in a piece of probably softwood. So it was a wooden, light wooden frame, and then your slate. And you drew in it with chalk, and then you had a wee duster thing that you cleaned it off with, and occasionally you spat on it to give it a really good clean. And the advantage of that is you had two sides, because it could write on the other side. oh my god, where am I going with this? So anyway, yes, sounds. I've lost the track now. I've completely lost the track. I'll tell you what kills me now, and has killed me since I got into Audioboo. You know, I'm glad that came along, that thought there, otherwise I was struggling. Is road transport. Since I got into Audioboo, and walking along the roads and listening to Audioboo, over time I became more and more aware of just how intrusive and how loud road traffic is, in particular buses and trucks, etc. It still grates me, and it really eats at me, because I get so frustrated because I'm listening to what someone said and I just missed out on a few seconds of the conversation as a bus or a big truck roared past, you know. And it's probably, well, actually it was something that I never appreciated. Appreciation is the wrong word, actually. It's something I wasn't really aware of before I started listening to audiobooks, because if I'd been listening to music, then you don't mind if you miss a few seconds of music, because especially if you know the song, because you know what that part was, or you could probably still hear it vaguely. But with audio, it's crucial not to miss those few seconds of what they said. And so, it's not the first time I've seen me stopping in my tracks and getting my iPhone out of the holster, which is a real pain, especially in the winter, and rewinding a few seconds so I can hear what that person said. And it just really bugs me. I suppose it's probably one of the biggest bugs of the lot, now that I think about it, about sound and noises. What else? Well, I don't think there is. Oh yeah, one more. Kat mentioned it. People with spoons and coffee cups, teacups. I really... Hate's a strong word, isn't it? Isn't hate a strong word? Detest is a strong word. So what shall I say? It really bugs me when someone rattles a spoon round their mug or cup for ages. Daddle, 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 daddle. For God's sake, stop it. You don't need, if you're going to stir it, why don't people know the tip? Or if you're going to stir your tea, put the spoon right to the bottom, on the bottom, and stir with the spoon touching the bottom all the time. And you will not clonk, click, all sounds like getting in your car. You won't. It just seems to do something with the spoon. It's the people who put it halfway in, and then they go around so there's no physicality of the spoon touched in. And so it's clonk, 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 rattle, rattle, rattle around this cup and mug. And we have a friend that does that. And even if they're in our home and I make them a coffee, because it's usually a coffee in a big mug that they prefer, with sugar, and I know sugar needs to be dissolved properly, but I'll stir it, I'll give it a damn good stir, and I'll say, I've gave it a great stir. And they'll say, well, that's okay, I'll give it a wee stir myself. Even if I put the spoon away, they go back in the drawer and take the spoon back out, and clunk, 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 and they're talking to you while they're clunking, and you just feel like saying, for God's sake, stop it. Anyway, I suppose it's just being honest about sounds that really bug us. I better stop now. But I think that's about it for me. You know, There's some minor things that grate now and again, but things that actually bug you. And I certainly do not like people who snort. Snorting is a horrible thing. My God. What are us humans like? You know. If there wasn't something to gripe about, we'd make something up to gripe about. It's our nature. It's like watching the TV programme. And I know I've turned into a bit of a Victor Meldrew over the years. But you're watching a programme, and rather than just let it run, you know, just, that's this stuff. That wouldn't happen, or they wouldn't do that, or it's not their job. Or, you know, I did it last night with Silent Witness, you know. Really bugs me. That female coroner. Or is it coroner, they call her? She's supposed to do with the bodies and nothing else. You know, she's a Quincy. You remember that old TV series, Quincy? And he did everything, you know. He became a detective and a lawyer and everything. Well, she's like that, you know. She doesn't do her job. She starts telling the police how they should be doing their job, and they should be sending out all points bulletin. And that woman really bugs me. I like the program. I like the ideas behind it all. I like the big guy or the two guys that are in it. Her, she just bugs me. Turn terrible. Not the noises she makes. Except with her mouth. You know, and I'm sitting there and I say, you know, that's not her job. Why is she doing that? That's not her job. And my wife will look at me and just go, just leave it, will you? And then I'll sit there and I'm waiting you saying something. So I suppose that kind of bugs me. But yeah, that's really not a sound. I've just changed it, isn't it? I've just widened the goalposts. Right, so where I'm heading now, up the different road out of the park, onto the different bit of the main road. Because I'm going to pick up a big bottle of antifreeze for the Volvo. A wee flashing light, no, not a light, a message. Saying that the reservoir for the windscreen wash is needing top. I'm going to pick up some stuff in the car place, which is just 50 yards from where I am just now. So, thanks for listening. See you by the new.